Good evening, and thank you for coming and joining us in the living room on Thursday evening. God bless you. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you and we thank you for your wonderful word that we're going to read in just a few moments. We pray that you will anoint it to our hearts and to the hearts of those dear people that are listening in via the internet. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. You've given him a very important message. And Lord, he's seeking your divine guidance into causing the words to come forth that are formed exactly as you want them. Thank you for touching him and giving him great liberty tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we're looking to you. You're the author and you are the finisher. You're the our everything. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from God's word in John chapter 14, verse 12. And following, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And then verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then, in chapter 15, verse 26, it reads, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And then, in chapter 16, verses 7, 8, and 13, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. And then verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And now turning to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then in verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Finally, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Thank you very much. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions according the will of God. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this wonderful day. Surely this is your day and we rejoice and we're glad in it. Father, we just want to welcome all of the lives that this message goes out to this day, wherever they are throughout the world. And I pray that, Lord God, that you'd open up the windows of heaven then. And I think before I preach any farther, I'm just going to go ahead and let them know what you told me tonight, and then I'll go start with the message. Father, I just pray that you anoint my words to be what you'd have me say. And Lord, you put the emphasis on, you give the ump. We try and you give the ump. And Father, I know that's the way it works in these prayers. The people will now call upon you. You're going to touch their lives in a very special way. And we thank you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Freedom, I always had a hard time getting started, so I got quite a bit to cover. First of all, I'd like to say that Jesus started basically in the natural. He fed the multitudes. There was a problem there. And that's when Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed the multitudes. And he's been doing that all the way through. There comes a time when Jesus moved to the Spirit. And when all of us, we all start in the flesh. We all start in the flesh. That's that starting point. It's like you start a race. That's the point when you start. And hopefully, in a while, you develop to what you call practice, and yes, it does, because you got to keep on moving through it to accomplish the will of God. I can truthfully say you are a whole lot better than when you first started, because you just, pretty soon it just becomes a way. When you started, it's not a way. I learned to run a lot of piece of equipment. When I first started, it was a little bit of a chore, especially when I was young and didn't have any experience at all. But after a while, the more I worked at it, the easier it got. And I truly believe that the Christian walks the same way. If we'll stay in there and allow the Lord to move through us, we're going to enjoy what we're doing. What the Lord is doing for us is something beneficial to us, and also is beneficial to those round about you. For the ministry that God places in each one of us, there's a different ministries. I believe for every child of God is a different ministry. And then actually the pastor has got the job to get people saved, basically. That's the way I see it. And I believe this was it was in the old church when they first started, because the way the elders become the leaders. And it still had pastors, but the elders become the spiritual leaders. The elders should be the aged Christians. Not a novice. The Bible says, unless they get puffed up. That's what's happened. A lot of novices have got very puffed up. And it wasn't their fault, because they weren't at age to be able to carry the load that was put upon their back. But I believe the ministry, there's different ministries. And God reward these for soul winner. We've seen people. But there's certain people that minister in soul winning. Get them right. But they're also, and it can work together anyway, because God moves by His mighty Spirit. But there's a time when the older people or the younger ones, when they get aged, they need to go and reach heaven. They need to go in that direction. Because if we bind ourselves with great weights that keep us down, because we're made to want to fly. Our Christian wings want to come out, especially in those days. Well, they'll say, oh no, that's not for you. And so they have to sort of ground you. And that grounding, when you cut people's wings, then they've lost their heart of it. It's not the same when someone's cut you back down where you're supposed to be up here. Because they're a long drop. You drop a long ways. And I truly believe that that's why we need to inspire one another through the Spirit. When the Spirit is, there is liberty. And when Jesus started out, he was led by the Spirit. But Jesus came down here, this earth, as God, but himself, he had to be led by the Spirit. He was just a natural man. He felt exactly like we feel. He was tempted. He became that because he would become our Savior at all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. But the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, that same Spirit will lift us up. Yet all these modern people, they can't understand this. They try to manipulate that you're belittling Jesus. No, we're not belittling Jesus at all. Jesus said the same Spirit that I'm lift, he will endue you with power. As I read it, Jesus prays for intercession with us daily for the saints. And Jesus is with us. Even though the Spirit's there, he is with us too. At all times. But yet, the primary purpose of the Spirit, he lives, dwells within us. And if you've got something bad in you, the Spirit will not live with you. And that's why that sanctification comes in force. We sanctify because God's called for something better for me. We sanctify because that's the position of the Spirit starts moving through us.
And sanctification doesn't come by just quitting things, but it becomes in attaching yourself to that that will help you grow. So I got to learn to pray. I kind of learn to seek the one that can help me. I've got to keep in mind the things that uplift me and the things that have to bring me down. Then I need to learn to curb myself away from them because I really don't need them any longer. And that through that's where we grow. The things we're doing, I'm not so much sinful as you neglecting the right strength that's coming from heaven, and you're doing away with the part that will bring you out from the way that God wants you to go. You're uncoupling the one and coupling up another. That's why a young Christian is really, it's hard. My first year was really tough. This after I lived for the Lord quite a few years. But when I got full of the Holy Ghost, it was tough on me. No one told me that you had all this. I thought everybody just went through and they got baptized in the Spirit and that was it. But there's a lot more to it. You need to tell one another. You need to work at it. It's very special. He, just like we just read, He knows all things. He is all things. And He helps you in these things that you don't know with knowledge to how to do them. And anybody that's been filled with the Holy Ghost is something wonderful. It's a great strength. And there's a good feeling that comes with it too. There's just something mighty with God's Spirit upon you. And it's like you've got a supernatural covering, armor that's from the Lord. You've got something that inspires you to want to live holy. But I know this is where we should be teaching the younger ones. You need to practice about praying through. Practice is doing it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That waiting upon God. That's how you get spiritual, is waiting upon the Lord. You don't get spiritual by just quitting something. That's not going to be a benefit. The Lord has to start teaching what is wrong. You don't know day by day. But after a while, you abstain all the appearance of evil if you're walking in spirit. If you're led by the flesh, you don't really understand that because you don't even know it. We don't have to really know a lot, but what we need to know a lot is I need a lot of the Spirit. Because if I tried to make you a formula to work by, it wouldn't work. That's part of it. Follow the Spirit. You're okay if you follow the Spirit. And pretty soon you find out, I don't need to do this because I don't feel right about it. There's something in here He lets you know. That letting know is very valuable, very special. The Lord this week was telling me that I should tell all of you, all the world, wherever you are, you've all got problems. But if you can believe in your heart, every time that we have service, and you may not be with fellowship with nobody else, but you can have His Spirit will be right there with you. You can believe for miracles. God's going to touch you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to let you start growing in the Spirit, what I'm talking about. You're going to start growing towards Him. He'll cultivate you and bless you and move mighty upon you that you will be a mighty tower. You'll become a blessing. You'll start being the elders where you live. Because you'll be the one that knows how the Spirit works within you. He'll strengthen you. He'll encourage you. He'll help you. And we're all different. That's why we need a special tutor. And He specializes in each one of us. Every one of us is all different. It's like the thumbprint. We don't have none of the same thumbprint or fingerprints. We've got a special marking according to God. Isn't that wonderful? We're all unique. And the Lord knows how to touch each one of us as a unique problems. We all make problems for Him, I'm persuaded. But when there comes a time, I think that He wants us to be a blessing. One of the blessings that's so great is when you pray to be healed and you see Him heal you immediately. He touches you in such a way that it's supernaturally, it can't be done by human effort. It's done by God the Father. It's done by not the moving of men, but it's done by the move of the Spirit. But in these instances, God uses generally a man, a woman, that's in the Spirit. And God gives the gifts. The Bible says the gifts of the Spirit without repentance. That's the way that God, when God gave me this gift of healing, I had the gift there, but if I miss it, use it wrong, it's still going to be there, but God's going to put a blackness on me. And probably the person I'm trying to, they won't get their healing either. God is God, and that we have, that's why we have a way of growing in the Lord. Now, tonight, I'm I wish my boys could be better, but I'm doing the very best I can. I have to be the bottom of the world. Why would he choose me? The condition I'm in. I mean, I go places and people feel sorry for me. I don't want them to, but they do anyway. I must look like I'm over the hill, over, especially Christians. But yet God has something special about them. He told me this before I got this age. He says, when you get old, without strength, I'm going to use you. I think it comes back to this point that God wants to fulfill His blessings on all of us. When we get to the end of our way, we're all used up. That's when God can really use us. When we're all used up, that's when He can use us. And I think that's what it's about. Because I have felt here lately like, you know, I'm just telling something on myself. When I got pressures till I had the stroke, nothing bothered me. But now if I lose something, it just gets a hold of me. It's hard enough. But I have to work with that. That's what you call a handicap that God put on me that I didn't have before. But I've got that handicap right now. And I had to learn through it. I've had to learn to think about quite a few times before I actually make a statement because I might just say it wrong. A lot of things that I have to learn to wait upon God. I have to come and see them because, well, I'm not going to be this way forever. I'm going to get a new way and new strength and a new, whole new body. It's going to be glorious. But I have to say, my wings have really been clipped. I could not tell you all the way He's cut me back. It's hard for me to think. That stroke was awful. But He's let me keep it and He's with it and I'm making it. But I got to put a lots of driving to do it. Out there I want you to know that Brother Freedom hasn't got it easy. And I'm not complaining. I just want you to know that if you got troubles, I'll be with you in those troubles. We're going to do it together. How's that? In China, you got out there, Brother Freedom, I'll be with you in all of your problems. Because I'm having a problem too. But yet I'm overcoming every day. I have overcoming. I overcome. I'm the Spirit of God. I feel His precious Spirit so holy, so mighty, so glorious. It's beyond description. The Lord wants to see each one of you out there that this, my voice is going to, that you're going to be ready for that day. And I believe that day is coming very soon. I believe that period of time is coming to pass. And the Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draws nigh. But the words my dear brother read when I first started the service, it says, verily, verily, that he who believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do because I go to the Father. Greater works you should do. This is Jesus speaking. Greater works will we do than he did. And I thought for a long time, how can it ever happen? It means because everything is set right at that time. And the same spirit that motivated Jesus will motivate us also. We're going to do greater works because Jesus is paid in full that these works might be able to be finished. The greater works was Jesus went from them to the cross. And on that cross he paid. All the principalities, all powers of darkness, all evilness can be broken by this little somebody like Brother Freedom is nobody at his command. You out there are mightier than I am, and God can use you mighty because your life is still ahead of you. You've got the stamina. You've got the strength. It's within you. Take it. God will bless you. I just want to encourage you this night to go on with Jesus. He is your strength. He is the way maker. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. He shall supply my every need. Greater is He that's in me than He is in the world. The Holy Spirit is such a wonderful, there's no way that I can describe how wonderfully He is. 30 years ago, it was so powerful to me that I didn't even want to go to church because, you know, I got pointed on all the time. But God was so, I could just feel His presence. I know I didn't want to do something because I prayed as against the will of God. But now, I don't feel that way no more. I know why. God wanted me to get down like all everybody else. We're in the valley of misfits. When you're in that valley of misfits, you got to wait for the one that can save you. He's the Lord our God in heaven. He's seeing the mess that we're in here on planet Earth. He sees where we are. And when we start standing, crying out, Lord Jesus, come quickly. He's going to save my children. Hang on. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to let you no longer be toiled with the problems of this world, because I'm coming down and move upon your hearts in a special way that you've got a new home. It's all finished. It's ready for your to occupy it. See, the Lord really clipped my wings. I couldn't even get out of the mob. But that's what He's thinking. God wants us to hang on. In Revelation, the 3rd chapter, it says, because we've waited in patience for that hour. We've waited here patiently. God's going to touch us out there where you are. Hang on, this little. I want to inspire you to start speaking the Spirit. I tell you, if you tonight, if you'll, I don't know if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but it's wonderful. I pray that God will baptize you this night. I pray that He'll set your feet on fire and your whole motivation be moved on toward heaven. I pray that God will heal you this night. There's some of you out there that have cancer. I pray that God will heal that cancer this night, that terrible disease. Take it from the people this night. Lord, let there be a great healing all over the world this night, a supernatural thing. Some of the people are trying to have programs tonight, but I'm praying for the program that God, Father, you come down and zap these people this night. Take away the problems. Saturate them with your agape power. Move upon them in a mighty way. Lord, because this is what was planned out from the beginning. Father, in Jesus' name, I want this to come in to be reality. Touch these hearts, these ones. Lord, they feel like orphans, many of them, where they're at. But I want you to surround them. I want you to send angels, need be, get them started, be help for them. Lord God, you said you'd send them to minister for the saints, and I pray that you'll invade this night with an army of your angels. Touch your people in a mighty way, that they know that God the Father, God the Son, in reality is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of this universe, and He's going to make things happen. The invisible things happen that nobody knows, that they will know. The people will know because they're going to see the results of the action from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. There's going to be a move this night, a move that'll saturate the hearts of people. Touch your people in a mighty way. Deliver them. Set them free. Let them be empowered by the Spirit of God in the way of holiness. Father, I just pray that you'd saturate them with the love of God. And they'll wake up tomorrow morning, they'll feel the love of God. They'll feel something they've never felt before. I pray that you'll touch these people all over. All where Brother Freedom's going, I want you to receive the atonement of God's blessing upon you. That you're going to be a new individual tomorrow. You're going to start, and where you go, it's going to start growing. And God's going to manifest Himself in a mighty way. You don't have to worry no longer because God's here to touch you. What I'm saying is so big today, I thought I couldn't, but I'm getting it out of my mouth. And it's going to happen because God's ordained it in such a way that you're going to receive the fruit. You're going to receive a blessing. Your name is being engrafted. I see it right now. Many of you get a new name. Oh, that name is written in heaven. You need to hang on to that because God's going to bless you. He's going to help you. He's going to forgive you. He's going to invite His 91st Psalm is going to come in the middle of many of these people. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. And this night I pray that, where you are, in Australia, Russia, I pray that the circumstances around won't constitute what's going to happen within, because you're going to do a supernatural work that men will not understand. The world won't understand. But there's going to be something for you out there this night that's going to receive strength, deliverance. You're going to be set free. Father God, I bind those powers. I bind them in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you send legion of angels. Do a work this night. Oh, there's a death angel. What that night? It's going to be an angel that's going to touch the lives of these people. And they'll be spared. They're going to be lifted up. They're going to be a new person tomorrow. They're going to be directed. I want to hear from you very shortly because I know this happening this very second. You're getting touched by heaven. You're being touched this very small moment. You may be a few days before you hear this, but that night you'll get these words and they'll catch up with you and they'll be motivated by the Spirit of God. You'll receive an adoption from God the Father as His Son, daughter of God, that you'll be liberated and be set free. And your command no longer will come from the people of this world, but you'll be moved upon by the Spirit of God. You'll receive direction. You'll receive purpose. You'll move in liberties. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only on thine eyes that thou behold, see the reward of the wicked. And he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands. This is what's going to happen this night. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. Glory to God. God is going to do a work this night. I praise God for this wonderful day. Lord, I thank you. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing in the household of God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for those this night. It's going to be growing. You're putting an armor upon them. Be ye strong, the Lord, and power of my faith. Father, put on that whole armor this night, that they might be ready to withstand the wiles of the devil. Father God, give them the strength, ability to go beyond what they're faced. Give them a love that they've never had before. Give them a strength that they never had before. Heal their bodies. Provide for them. Keep them in your array this night. Lord, I just feel your presence so mightily. I see some person out there that you've been having troubles for a long time. But God sees you this night. He's heard your cry. He's going to set you free. He is setting you free. And you take it, and God move in you. And you don't have to worry no longer. He's going to bless you day by day. He's going to start, you're going to start hearing from him as I hear from him. You're going to hear his voice. And the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and they come and call, and a stranger they do not know. Father, I come against all powers that come against thee, and I pray that you'll put a guard around all these. The activity will be on sanction from heaven. The enemy will have no more power over these. Not, they'll be lifted up, encouraged by the supernatural power of God. You listen, it's coming from the Word of God. The Bible says in that day, it says, go up the highways, and the byways compel them. That's what's happening this night. Go up the highways. The church has not welcomed them. I want the highways are open tonight to the refuge out there that mean business with God. Touch them. Move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I'm just going to quit because I believe that you've done your work right now. I believe it's finished. And I believe that you're going to keep going though. We're going to hear things happening all over. And we're going to get great letters of great happenings. And there are going to be great things happen. God's going to move mighty upon your ranks. Two or three of you, as you shall agree as such an enemy, you'll start from this day on. If you agree, then be as God serves. Two or three agree on anything, it shall be done. And when you agree in the Spirit, it'll happen. It'll make rank with God. I want to encourage you this night. Go with the Lord, and God's going to be mighty. Next time we meet, we'll probably do this again, because God's here to lift you, to encourage you. You have needs, call in, and we'll pray on this network to you. Till they stop us, we'll pray. We'll have church all over the world. We want to meet your need. God wants to meet your need. God wants to touch you in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. 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 God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Freedom is a genuine man of God. And have you noticed he never asks you for money or anything like that, because he's not here for that purpose.
Ooh,
and we just have this is a real thing that's happening here. We praise God for it. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you'll listen to many of the other messages that are here. Amen.
Well, nobody feels something tonight. Boy, I feel everything. Boy.